702.
WhatsApp Cooks
on 072 702 1702.
17 minutes before 8 o'clock, joined now on the line by chef, author and food anthropologist Dr. Anna Trepido to talk food for this week. Anna, good morning.
Hello, hello.
And how are you?
I'm very excited because tomorrow there is an event in Alexandria that just sounds so brilliant. So, you know, that this is a thing people can go to tomorrow, and, you know, maybe it's not going to be as fabulous as I think it's going to be, but I am so excited because I can't wait. It sounds so brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And is it a Mother's Day event?
It's a Mother's Day event, and it's called Music, Tracks and Mkomboti, and it is at 46 13th Avenue in Alexandra. But I've put all the details on my Instagram page, so that's at Trepido Territory, so people don't need to stress. There's no gate fee. The food, you know, when often you go to food festivals and everything's so expensive, and, you know, within 10 minutes, because you want to try lots of little things, and, you know, that if everything costs lots of money, then you just can't do that. The food at this event is from R5 onwards, so, you know, you can really have a sample of everything. You get an Mkomboti welcome drink. There's ginger beer. There's that. I love mvubo. You know, that sort of crumbly putu pap and amasi.
Mm-hmm.
There's grilled giblets and necks, so you can sort of nibble along all those really lovely little bits of meat that you get off the neck. There's cow heel stews. You know, various sorts of steamed breads. It's a kind of celebration of that mummy-ish comfort food done Alex style.
Oh, yummy. And you say the prices start as little as R5.
They start as little as R5.
Oh, fantastic.
And, you know, while mummy is doing her, kind of eating her way through every sort of delicious, carb-laden fabulousness, there's a whole lot of other things happening as well. That it's, I mean, it just sounds so fantastically kind of Alexandra in its style, that it's somehow very sort of elegant and vintage, but also a little bit scruffy, but also it's extremely kind of modern and avant-garde. So somehow it's managed to combine the kind of oldness of Alex, which I'm told is 110 years old this year, with a sort of modern, and then it's very highbrow. There's jazz, there's poets, there's dancing, there's opera, and yet completely accessible. You know, they're sort of unpretentious, affordable, accessible, and yet enormously sort of highbrow. They've got a sculpture that they've shown me pictures of that's made entirely out of recycled material, and it's a sculpture of Lady Alexandra, and it's so beautiful. It's just ridiculously pretty and most of all, you know, the problem with most food festivals is that there's like a dad scuffing along behind sulking because he's been made to come and he doesn't want to come. And this one has, you know, this is a Mother's Day event for mummies, but there is something for dad to do, because this property, which is one of the oldest properties in Alexandra, the man who owns this property is 92 years old. His name is Nicholas Mechwe, and on his on the kind of list of what's happening, he's listed as mechanic, prophet, historian, and wisdom. And he is a car fanatic of very long standing. You know, he's 92 and he has been collecting cars since the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
Now, specifically trucks is what he likes. So there is a Plymouth truck, which is from the early 1940s, which is apparently an American truck. There are German army trucks. There's Leyland military vehicles. There's a Rolls-Royce truck. Now, you know, dads who are petrol heads, they need to understand that this is not a showroom, and it's not, you know, these cars have been sitting outside in Alex since the early 1940s. So they are rusty, there's ivy growing out of some of them, but it's the most extraordinary collection. And as I say, the collector and the man who drove them in his youth is on hand. That it just could not, Bongani Mthombeni is doing Afrofusion ballet, but at the same time, the Alexandra Hostel, that the Zulu dance troops from the hostel are performing at 3. So it seems to me like you couldn't eat yourself into oblivion and watch poetry and dancing and sculpture and fiddle around with tracks and meet a prophet, and couldn't be better.
It sounds like such a good time. Are you allowed to touch the tracks, especially if they're so old?
Well, exactly. No. You know, the way, like, often, you know, my limited experience with car shows is that people are very precious about them, you know, and that you're not allowed to touch anything. That this is the whole festival is very accessible, and, you know, you are allowed to, like, put your head inside the engine, and you might have to push some ivy out of the way, but, you know, that nobody is going to shout, "Don't touch!" That this is an event where, you know, dad can be happy, mum can be happy. I can't wait. The dancing, that Bongani Mthombeni, the dancer, was trained by Gregory Matoma. So I have very high hopes for how beautiful the dancing is going to be. And, you know, that just in general, you know, that there is a man called Joey the Trainer who is singing opera, he's at 2:10, that the dance people are at 3, that there's Afropop at 1:30 from Zandile Jongolo. Just, I think that this could be a very delicious event on so many levels.
And what time is the event? It's tomorrow, so Mother's Day. What time does it run until?
It starts at 12 midday and it runs until 7 p.m. That the timing is essentially that you will be welcomed when you arrive by the mechanic and prophet himself, so Nicholas Meswe. Then from 1:30, Zandile Jongolo is doing Afro Pop. Then at 2 o'clock, there is opera. At 2:30 is when the dancing starts, but Bongani Mthombeni is at 2:30 and the Zulu hostel dancers are at 3. There are poetry readings throughout. The food is up from 12 o'clock. So, and you can sit there with your welcome drink and decide which of the many deliciousnesses you're going to indulge in. And as I say, the food starts from R5. There's absolutely no gate fee, so you're not broke before you get in the door. It is 46 13th Avenue, which I'm told is the corner of Richard Baloy and 13th. But as I say, I've put all the details on my Instagram because there is so much happening at this event that I can't possibly describe the fabulousness. And the trucks, I'm not interested in cars at all. And I've Googled these trucks and, you know, they really are ridiculously special.
Especially if you say some of them are almost 100 years old. I mean, if there's some from the 1940s, you say one of them is a German military truck. I'm just fascinated as to how they managed to get a German military truck.
You know, as I say, that the owner, mechanic, prophet, historian, and all-round wisdom is on hand. I know that he was a mechanic in the Second World War, and that his father who I believe is the person who originally bought the property, was a mechanic in the First World War. So I think these are long-standing petrol heads. And yes, I can't wait because I just thought, we'll be talking about like things from the 50s, that they've sent me photographs of these trucks. And really, you know, the car people need to understand that they are very rusty and some of them are not complete. But it is an astonishing collection. And they really are, it just looks so beautiful. And I think, you know, that Alexandra is right on Santon's doorstep, and yet, you know, that people so often don't, you know, access all the kind of, you know, multi-layered charm of the place. And this is an occasion where you can do it all at once. So there's the poetry, the opera, the dancing, the food, you know, the tracks, the history, the modernity. And, yeah, so this would be an occasion, you know, if there's ever an occasion to do Alex, that the food is being coordinated through Slow Food International. So they have drawn in a range of different sort of Alexandra sort of gastronomic notables who are interested in heritage food and the kinds of food that mothers make. So it's very specifically Mother's Day domestic style cooking rather than fancy restaurant out there in the open cooking. And yes, Rufinwe Peterser is the person who has kind of coordinated all of this. And if you want to know more of her, about her, because she's a theatre person and a poet and all sorts of fantastic things, she is www.refilwe.peterser.com. And she is the sort of Refilwe that R-E-F-I-L-W-E, not our Refilwe spelling. So, yes. So, Refilwe Peterser, you can get more details on 072-345-9975 or on Atropedo Territory. I've put it all on my Instagram as well.
You mentioned that the food is done through by Refilwe Peterser and their foundation, but also with Slow Food International.
Yes.
And we've heard a lot over the last couple of years about the idea of slow food. What is slow food?
Okay, so Slow Food International is an organization that was founded in Italy but is now worldwide. And they are, it's almost like a kind of conservation organization, except instead of saving pandas, what you are doing is saving heritage ingredients, recipes, you know, food culture. So it's about preserving and recognizing the value of traditional food, whether that be traditional Italian food or food in Haiti or, in this case, food in Alexandra. So it's around recognizing the value of that, both for just because it's delicious and also because often it's environmentally much more sustainable. You know, sorghum, for instance, is much better suited to our climate than, you know, all the maize and wheat and those kinds of starches that came later. And also because it's also they're involved in community development and, for instance, there's a Slow Food are doing a project in Alexandra at the moment called Slow Plate, which, amongst other things, is looking at school feeding schemes and what is on those menus and seeing if that food can't be made more culturally relevant, heritage relevant, more nutritionally valuable. You know, so that's who Slow Food are, is that they are essentially a food activism group that works in the environmental space, the cultural space, and the sort of economic development space.
Is this where the idea of, I forget the exact word, but the idea of if you're going to have an animal, for instance, you eat the whole animal from sort of from nose to tail. Is that also part of the slow food movement, the idea that we don't waste, we try eat as kind of as locally as possible, but also not wasting? Or is that a different thing?
No. Well, they're definitely nose-to-tail eating and root-to-leaf eating as well, because it applies equally to plants. Because, for instance, in southern Africa, you know, people don't waste pumpkin leaves. You know, that becomes morocco. That, you know, if you look at supermarkets, they're throwing away all the beetroot leaves, for instance. So, yes, it's that they're definitely, you know, in those parts of the world where nose-to-tail eating is traditionally practiced, that is definitely part of their reason for being. And Southern Africa is definitely a nose-to-tail space, you know, that everything from Inhloko right through to the tail at the other end, that this is, and I think that this is a this event has got lots of that. So there's giblets, there's necks, there's cow heels, you know, that you can eat your way from nose to tail in Alexandra tomorrow. And it's about a lack of waste. But what I like about slow food is that, you know, there's often a tendency to think that, you know, that development organizations don't concentrate on taste. They think hungry people need full bellies, but that slow food understands that hungry people need bellies full of deliciousness. That, you know, that there is culture and respect and dignity in beautiful food. So that the idea is that you should be, you know, respecting everybody enough to understand that a prime part of what we are as humans is culinary creative. So it's a lovely organization, and what they do a lot is link small food producers to consumers.
And that's where we need to leave it. That's author, chef, and anthropologist Dr. Anna Trepido.